The White Cliffs, Charlie.
Back to reality. Still, it was a great 2 weeks, Edith.
Ah.
I still think we should have stayed in France.
No, but Austria. You always said you liked it, especially in autumn.
I do. Did.
Did?
Changing plans, Charlie. It worried me. And they can't really be that stupid.
They're fools, love. Look, everything's going to work out, I promise. Now come here. Stop worrying.
I'll try. But, Charlie...
What?
You do love me, don't you? Really?
You know I do.
Then promise me something.
Go on.
This business. You wouldn't leave me, would you?
Never. Look, it's going to work out. You know me, love. I'm a survivor. I always have been.
Until now. But after tomorrow, it's all so crazy.
I know, but... Where would you like to have dinner?
Dinner? I'll fix something at home.
No, Dover. There's a place by the castle.
Oh, you love spending money, don't you?
We are still on holiday, love.
But lunch was over £50.
You didn't begrudge it.
Have I ever? I know I keep a check on money, Charlie, but it's the way I was brought up.
Yeah.
But it is our money. Yours and mine. You can spend the lot if you want to.
I don't need to.
But it's there, Charlie, and it would be safer.
Maybe.
And we won't starve, even if you are demoted.
I know, love. But by the time I'm done, Cuthbertson's going to be begging for my help. And it's going to be my money that supports us.
Jan, my office. Some tit's been using it.
Brian Harrison, and it's his office now.
His? So where the hell am I, then?
Two floors down, next to the typing pool.
And the toilets. I want to see Cuthbertson.
Not today, Charlie.
When?
I've no idea. There's a hell of a flap on.
Yeah, but he still has time to write these poxy memos.
Well, visiting Berenkov does give you something to do.
Like what? There's nothing more he can tell us. Just a waste of time.
It's still better than being demoted. And Cuthbertson has signed your expenses. Well, almost.
Almost?
Remember the last time you saw Berenkov? The day your shoes leaked?
Not likely to forget it.
Neither did Cuthbertson. He said it was obvious you'd walked back from Wormwood Scrubs.
So?
He's cut the taxi fare. I thought you'd go through the roof.
No. Cuthbertson's just taught me something.
Oh?
That I might be getting too arrogant. And arrogance leads to carelessness. I haven't seen Snare or Harrison around.
No, Harrison's in Leipzig, a trade fair. Snare's gone to our embassy in Moscow.
Over this flap?
The embassy signal said some Russian, a general, wants to defect. Snare and Harrison have gone to set things up.
Oh, this general. Any idea who he is?
Cuthbertson won't say. He went purple with excitement. Even his memo to the Prime Minister uses a code name. But he did say we'd be the envy of everyone in the West, that the Americans would be begging for any crumbs we can spare.
Stilton, and a glass of Taylor's?
Thanks, after that terrific steak and kidney, just before he came.
Good. And now, Mr. Rutgers...
Call me Garson.
What?
My friends call me Garson.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Oh. Okay. Sir Henry, to détente?
Quite. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm afraid this Stilton's a bit over the top.
You know, I'm really grateful my Secretary of State set up this meeting.
Ah, two new brooms. And my minister does consider liaison damned important.
Vitally. In every area.
Approval of the port, do you?
That's great. Now, you know, Sir Henry, what particularly concerns us right now is the future of a certain general.
Yours or ours?
Sir Henry, you know who I'm talking about.
Huh? Yes, this port is really remarkable.
General Valery Kalyanin?
Russian.
Now, we know what he's up to and that you're planning to make contact. And since it has to be soon, I reckon Leipzig.
Oh?
Sir Henry, the trade fair? Kalyanin's heading the Soviet delegation. Now look, are we going to level with each other or not?
Let's just say something is developing which could prove interesting. However...
Yeah.
And I'm sure you won't be offended by this, old man. I don't see how it affects you in the slightest.
Well, call it liaison, Sir Henry. We did agree liaison was important.
Oh, we did. We most definitely did.
Well, so?
So? If anything transpires, you'll certainly hear about it. Through normal channels.
Sir Henry, you don't get my drift. Now, I'm offering to provide you with the services of the CIA, directly authorized by the President.
Most generous of you. The Stilton. Yes, you were wise not to have it.
Look, the United States considers the Kalyanin operation too damn big to be handled by just one service. It'd be an absolute disaster for the West if anything went wrong. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Which is why I'm coordinating it personally. Just to make sure nothing will.
It is good to see you again, Charlie.
You don't look well, Alexei.
It's not easy to adjust to a place like this.
Well, I'm sure your lot are doing something about it. I brought you some cigarettes. Duty free.
American. You enjoyed your holiday.
Took your advice.
My advice?
About Vienna. Thought Edith would like it. But you were right about the food. Lousy.
It's even worse here. Did you meet anyone interesting?
The usual tourists, all eager to tell you where they've been and where you should go. Boring, most of them.
Sometimes even tourists give good advice.
Well, I did learn a bit. Might come in useful next time.
Another holiday. So they've taken you off the active rota.
I upset Cuthbertson.
Of course. Soldiers, Charlie. They have a different approach. Too regimental. They should not run spy systems.
You did. And you're a general. Like Kalyanin.
Just honorary titles, Charlie. It increases the salary. And the expenses.
Like in capitalist societies. Well, I suppose every job has its perks.
Yeah, and its drawbacks, Charlie. So be careful. Even though they have pushed you aside, be very careful.
That's a promise, Alexei. You can depend on it.
And then he says, Stilton's a bit off, old man.
Pompous, slimy bastard.
Garson, you were outfoxed.
Temporarily, Bill. Temporarily.
But if they won't play ball?
We lean on them. Now, it'd be a real shame if things started to happen to their operatives.
It would leave them short-handed. You could offer to help them out.
Right. An offer they can't refuse.
Harrison dead?
Hmm.
How and when?
Last night. 10 kilometers north of Leipzig. A police roadblock. The East Germans say Harrison tried to drive round it. Crashed.
Killed outright?
No. No, it seems he climbed out of the car all right.
And?
A damned idiot panicked. Ran. Naturally, the police opened fire.
And naturally, there were no independent witnesses.
Enough. 5 tourists, Americans. They were in the car immediately behind Harrison. They confirmed everything.
Damn nuisance. Well, at least it happened after he met Kalyanin. You've read his report?
Short and to the point. The Kalyanin is willing.
Willing?
Yeah.
Yes, but hardly likely to stroll into our embassy and give himself up. We need to know Kalyanin's conditions and whether he's made any personal escape plans.
So, it's up to Snare.
Obviously.
What do we tell him?
About Harrison? Absolutely nothing. Might frighten him. And a frightened man can't be expected to operate efficiently.
Hi. Bill Braley, U.S. Embassy, Cultural Attaché.
Hello. Snap. Franz Snap.
You must be new to Moscow.
Yes.
Within the last 3 weeks. That's how long I've been away. I'm leaving Washington.
Lucky fellow.
You don't like Moscow?
No.
You're going to stay here long?
As short a time as possible. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must circulate.
So, Mr. Snare, I hear you're very new at the embassy.
Just 3 weeks, General Kalyanin. Huh? But I've been looking forward to this meeting.
Then the pleasure is mine, Mr. Snare. Вы говорите по-русски?
Немножко. But not as well as you speak English, sir.
I enjoy English, Mr. Snare. Your BBC World Service permits me to stay in practice.
But you do have other opportunities.
Certainly, at receptions such as this.
And at trade fairs?
Trade fairs?
Leipzig?
Oh?
I believe you met a colleague of mine there, on the British tractor stand.
His colleague, you have heard from him recently?
No, but I know he was most impressed with your views, and would like to discuss them in greater detail.
Personally?
That could be arranged.
Very difficult, Mr. Snare.
But not impossible.
Even if it involves considerable expense?
Finance is not a problem.
Not even $1 million?
No.
So, the Neskuchny Sad, Mr. Snare, you know it.
The gardens, by the Moskva River.
And, I walk on the riverbank most Sundays, about 11 in the morning, regular habit.
And very good for the health.
And I, Mr. Snare, am most anxious about mine. I'm getting old, and old men worry. Misfortune can strike at any moment.
Not if they're well looked after. Your health could remain good for many years.
But it is imperative I know that for certain. If I thought my Sunday constitutionals could cause me more harm than good, I would terminate them immediately.
I wouldn't do that, General. You see, in England we're convinced that walking at any age can be extremely beneficial. That it leads to continuing good health into very old age.
Snare. Dealing on the black market in Gorky Street? Never.
There's an obvious frame-up. It's still the reason for his arrest.
Their reason. When will we be allowed access?
Well, it has to go through channels. It'll be 3 weeks at least.
3 weeks? Too long. Doesn't leave us much option, Wilberforce.
Muffin.
Unless you have a better suggestion.
Unfortunately, no. But it does raise that other matter.
Janet. The security report.
Well, we just can't leave it. I mean, it's bad enough that your secretary is involved with a married man, but there's someone like Muffin. It's unthinkable. Your own goddaughter.
He has a reputation for this sort of thing. Edith, his wife, was old Archie Willoughby's secretary.
Extraordinary.
Not when you consider Muffin's background. Pure working class. And rushing's always been their favourite pastime.
Charlie?
Hmm?
I do try to please you.
You always do, Edith.
I'm glad. And I don't mind the affair either. I'm just frightened it'll all go wrong.
And don't be silly. And don't worry. Promise.
Promise? You're the only man I see colours with, Charlie. Oh, but that damned money. It's such a barrier between us. I wish I'd never inherited it.
Oh no.
No, not now. 7996.
Mr. Muffin, please.
Hold on. It's the girl from your office.
Yes, Janet. Now?
No, 9 o'clock tomorrow, sharp.
But I'm visiting Berenkov.
9 o'clock, Charlie, and don't be late.
Well, what did she want?
Message from Cuthbertson. Told you he was going to need me.
That, Muffin, is the whole story. Now, your assessment.
Then I'm not being demoted.
No. No, you're not. And I confess I was quite wrong about you, Muffin.
Oh?
And I apologize.
There was a problem over my expense sheet.
Already corrected. And with a bonus.
A bonus?
Allowance to, well, enable you to conform to departmental standards.
Shoes. We feel black leather is preferable to scuffed suede, Muffin. And the allowance will also cover other areas.
Oh?
Haircut for a start. In fact, I would suggest a complete wardrobe to enable you to look less,
crumpled? Then you reckon that'll help?
No, it's nothing personal, Charles. But the department, your general appearance, you understand?
Absolutely.
Good man. Now, Kalyanin. We really do need your help, Charles.
Charlie. My friends call me Charlie.
Well, Charlie, we want you to contact Kalyanin. Bring him over safely and quickly.
Just like that. You've got to be joking.
There is nothing humorous in the situation, Muffin.
Too right there isn't. It's bloody crazy. You did ask for my assessment.
And I'm waiting to hear it.
Right. And please listen. 1 year ago, we broke a red network. Landed Alexei Berenkov.
Oh, he has nothing to do with this.
He has everything to do with it. Look, we destroyed a KGB network that operated right through the West. One that cost them time and money and was vitally important to them, right?
Agreed.
And suddenly, right out of the shadows, creeps Kalyanin, asserting that he wants to defect. The genius behind the KGB. A man who has stayed out of the limelight for over 2 decades. Almost simultaneously, and with a supreme sense of timing, the communist press starts to smear him, and you go for it.
Yes, because it adds credence to Kalyanin's story, which I'm more inclined to believe since he showed up in Leipzig.
To feed Harrison with another load of crap before he was picked off. And if that wasn't bad enough, now you lose Snare as well.
Oh, sheer coincidence.
For losing 2 men right after they meet Kalyanin? No. We expose an operative. He's identified and then eliminated. Make the bait big enough and so many fish will swarm you can catch them by hand. It's the oldest trick in the book and we fell for it.
There are others who do not subscribe to your theory.
What others? The CIA? They're not in as well, are they?
Well, they did make an approach, which I rejected.
Yeah? Gentlemen, I know that I am badly regarded. My appearance does not conform, and I am a constant reminder of an intelligent system which made some serious errors.
Errors which necessitated change.
Yes, but I stayed and proved myself, if proof were needed, by debriefing Berenkov.
Oh, brilliantly, as I told the minister. Now, what exactly is your point?
Point? You, sir, are a soldier. Mr. Wilberforce, a civil servant. Let's say no expert in my game would ever play by your rules. You don't... You can't see the traps.
Really?
So I'm warning you. Kalyanin is baiting a trap and you're walking right into it. Carry on and he'll have the whole department.
You're frightened.
Damn right I am. 2 men lost and I don't want to be next. I tell you, Kalyanin will never defect.
And I'm convinced he will.
Then why were Snare and Harrison hit?
Both meetings with Kalyanin were in public. Would have been noted. To protect his back, Kalyanin would have to act. Hit Snare and Harrison. But only after he was sure they'd dispatched their reports. That we were aware he was serious. Logical?
No. Logically, Snare should be dead. He isn't. And by now, he's been taken apart psychologically without pain back to the day he was born.
Oh, nonsense. We've been promised access within 3 weeks. They'd hardly do that if they were torturing him, physically or mentally.
Kalyanin wouldn't risk the exposure of his defection by letting Snare live if that defection were genuine.
There's only one way to find out. And that is a direct order, Charlie.
Well, remember, I did warn you. Right. The Americans, how keen are they to come in?
Well, enough for Garson Rutgers to fly over personally.
Then I suggest we play ball.
What?
Kalyanin wants $1 million, so why not let the Americans foot the bill? Make it a condition of entry.
No, Rutgers will hardly accept that. Well, not immediately.
That's what I'm counting on. So stall them. Do anything, but keep them busy for at least a week.
Why?
So I can see Kalyanin. Be in and out of Moscow before the Americans realize someone's taken over from Snare.
But our embassy cover for you won't be ratified for another 3 weeks.
I don't want embassy cover.
Well, how else will you get into Russia?
You do want Kalyanin.
I've just said so.
Then allow me to operate as I have always done. My way. And I'll need a cash advance.
Oh, very well. But I'll want receipts and full reports at every stage.
If that's all, then nothing.
There is one more thing.
What now?
My old office.
Well?
Harrison won't be needing it, so I'd like it back. If we're going to work on this together, we'll need instant contact with each other. Won't we?
Cooperation, Janet. That's all I'm asking.
But why should Mr. Muffin confide in me?
I have had him under surveillance for some time.
Oh.
What I cannot understand is why. You can have absolutely nothing in common.
Well, he is different. Not like anyone I've ever met before. More masculine, I suppose. And terribly good in bed.
You're not in love with him, are you?
Of course not.
Good.
My dear, I have involved Muffin in the most vital operation of his career. It's imperative he succeeds. So I need to know what he thinks, feels. Only you can tell me that.
I know how he feels, all right. He resents your appointment and the stupid people you brought in. But he is deeply committed to the department. I really don't think he cares a damn for anything else.
Then he'll do his best.
For the department, not for you. Do I really have to spy on him?
I must know what Muffin does every moment of his existence. And that, I'm sorry to say, must include pillow talk.
So this would be an assignment for the department?
Yes.
Then there will be expenses, won't there? Good expenses.
Yes, Janet, there will be expenses. And they will be liberal.
Poor Charlie.
Oh, there's just one more thing. My memorandum to the minister about Berenkov. Add a final paragraph. In fact, Charles Muffin was one of my most able and eager workers in the exceptionally difficult capture of Alexei Berenkov, the operation which I initiated and headed to its successful conclusion.
Доброе утро. Можно?
Садитесь, пожалуйста.
I've come a long way. And the Neskuchny Sat is quite a walk from the Hotel Russia.
This is my fourth Sunday here. I was beginning to think your Mr. Snare had missed the point.
No, no. How is Snare?
In good health.
They'll be suspicious if he's not accused or released soon.
I know. So my departure must be within the next 3 weeks.
That quick?
Da. I go on an official visit to Czechoslovakia, arranged months ago.
So the crossing will be into Austria?
That is a problem?
No, we're well organized there.
Of course, you know that the Americans are now very deeply involved.
How?
They identified Snare and Harrison to my second directorate.
Bastards.
That is why I had to act. But it was a pity about Harrison. He should not have panicked. Police in the East shoot at anyone who runs.
Yes.
He showed a certain lack of experience, perhaps. Snare is not very good either. You did not tell the Americans that you were coming.
I told no one.
But they suspect someone is coming. Our monitoring of the American embassy is still highly efficient.
Any mention of a Charles Muffin?
No, but they are checking all arrivals, including tourists. That is how you came?
Yeah. Moscow for the weekend, in tourist package. Quick and simple.
But under your own name, it wouldn't take long to trace.
My flight leaves in the morning, unless they cancel it.
Then I had better guarantee that departure. Also ensure that you are not searched by customs. It could be awkward if the tape was found. You are recording this conversation.
Whitehall will need more than my word.
Naturally. The $1 million. Is it coming from Washington?
Those are our terms. They are very keen to get you across.
$1 million up front? They've got to be joking.
I reckon it's a stalling operation, Mr. Secretary. Delaying tactics while they slip someone new into Moscow.
Right. And who? And how do you spot him?
It won't be too difficult. He'll have some official cover, and our embassy staff is on full alert.
In the meantime...
I want to increase the pressure. Diplomatically, of course.
Meaning what, Rutgers?
The president is touring Europe in November. Now, it'd be one hell of a snub if he visited every capital except London.
Good God, man. I can never threaten them with that.
But you won't have to follow through, sir. Just a gentle hint should do it.
Things could go very badly sour, Rutgers.
No way. Cuthbertson's a pompous bastard, so we press from the top. Just talk to his minister. One word from him and we'll be in.
And you'll provide the necessary funds.
Right. And then I'll go for broke. Demand that we have total and continuing access to Kalyanin.
Okay, Rutgers. But keep a real close check on the money. Congress. These days they even audit my petty cash vouchers.
No problem. All the money will be going through the Langley computer. We'll be able to trace every damn cent.
The Americans, undoubtedly, they will mark the notes. And marked notes are worthless.
Well, I could ask for it in advance, get it laundered.
I would need to know it had been done. Otherwise...
No deal. Right, so when do you plan to cross?
I arrive in Prague on the 12th. Let us say 1 week later, the 19th. I would need confirmation before then.
Means another meeting. Midday on the 13th, suit you?
Just another casual encounter, Mr. Muffin.
But where? How about the Charles Bridge? The side looking away from the Hradčany Castle, by the sluices.
I will be there. But you, Mr. Muffin, you be careful. The Americans find out they might sell you out to the Czech Secret Service. Their involvement could be most embarrassing. I could arrange for you to have a minder. That is your word, no?
Be a bit of a laugh. MI5, guarded by the KGB. But I work alone.
That is not always possible, Mr. Muffin. You know, Alexei Barenkov is possibly my only friend.
Well, you'll be seeing him soon.
I count on you to arrange it. You still plan to visit him?
Why not? We're friends.
Then please give him my regards. How is he adapted to prison?
Badly.
Poor Alexei. He's not a man to accept prison. Nor am I, Mr. Muffin. So you will ensure that there are no problems?
You're frightened.
Very. I am a planner, not a field operative like you. And now I am under extreme pressure from the Presidium.
Makes two of us. Being a field operative doesn't help either. I get nervous, too.
The other two men would not have admitted that. But then I had heard that you were very sensible and a survivor.
Been reading my file, have you? Well, I'll see you.
On the 13th.
Right. The score of our general.
13, Mr. Muffin. Is that not considered unlucky in your country?
Yes, but I'm not superstitious.
But I am, Mr. Muffin. Very superstitious. Asdorozhna.
Cooperation, Sir Henry. Full and complete. And that's a direct order from your minister.
So I understand.
Good. Now, what I want is for Bill Braley here to contact Kalyanin.
It may not be that easy.
Because you haven't had too much success, Sir Henry.
Wrong, Mr. Braley. In fact, we had a meeting with Kalyanin on Sunday.
What?
Even arranged the crossing date. So you see, there's really very little for you or Mr. Rutgers to do.
Yeah, but you've been ordered to cooperate.
Yes, but I wonder if that order would have been issued had the cabinet listened to a certain conversation. Charlie, if you will.
You know that the Americans are now very deeply involved.
Ah.
They identified Snare and Harrison to my second directorate.
Bastards.
That is...
Well, gentlemen...
Kalyanin's lying.
For what reason? Well?
What the hell right do you have to question me?
The right of a man who lost two colleagues because of CIA involvement. Because it's going to be my head on the block.
Well, I say Kalyanin's lying.
If that is Kalyanin.
Are you serious, Mr. Braley?
It is a reasonable question, Sir Henry.
And then it's equally reasonable, as I have argued for many weeks, that the whole setup is phony. That we should drop it now. Put no more agents at risk, yours or ours.
No chance. It must go on to the end. Even you, Sir Henry, must see that.
Absolutely. But it will be carried out by my department and on my terms.
Okay. But I still insist on meeting Kalyanin personally.
Once he's crossed over. But I want Braley with me in Prague.
Well, me? Why?
As a guarantee. Well, Rutgers would hardly risk exposing me with you there.
Yeah, but that's like...
Me setting you up. Right. So you'll stick with me. Do exactly as I say. And, Mr. Braley, never be further than 10 yards away. Never.
Well, why 10 yards?
At that range, I'm classified as an expert marksman. I see an arrest coming, I'll kill you. And that would create a very embarrassing situation for everyone.
I warn you, a full account of this meeting will be submitted to our Secretary of State Keyes. And bearing in mind the President's forthcoming visit to Europe, I'm confident that his distress will be such...
Equaled only by that of the British Cabinet, once they've studied this tape and my assessment of it.
Gentlemen, please, let us not allow... unwarranted animosity to cloud the real issue.
Which is to bring over the most important Russian to defect since 1945.
Right. Right. But to a scenario you don't appear to accept.
Because Snare and Harrison apart, the whole thing's gone too easily.
It's Kalyanin's game.
His rules. So we have to play it his way. It
just doesn't feel right. You do know Kalyanin's got me under surveillance?
You're aware of this?
No, but if they're good, and they will be, I wouldn't even get a sniff. But they're there, all right. So we've got to launder the money.
Now, hold on
here. That money isn't clean, Kalyanin will know. He won't cross. You did hear the tape.
So?
So we've got to do it, publicly, quickly.
How?
Use casinos. Paris, Nice, Monte Carlo, and Vienna.
Gambling?
No, we just use the high game rooms. Change 50,000 at a time into chips, wander around for a couple of hours, then cash the lot back into clean notes. Simple. Yet public enough to show Kalyanin we're doing it. And you'll still be able to trace the money if you want to.
How? It's impossible time-wise. It took us 2 weeks to record the numbers, and we used a computer.
Because you listed the number on every single bill. This time we just mark a random sample, list the numbers on a portable assessor.
Hey, it'll save time and still let us trace the money. That's great thinking, Charlie.
Yeah, but still pointless. It's going to take at least 2 years to debrief Kalyanin. A couple more while he settles into his new identity. And he'll have permanent guards. We'll know exactly where he is 15 years from now. It's just monopoly money. Very unimportant, except to Kalyanin.